I don't smoke, but if someone came into my shop, I'd have to tell them they couldn't smoke a cigarette.
Two other Southeast towns follow Haines in considering smoking bans. And Municipal Election Day is Tuesday. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. Lynn Canal voters take a moment out of their Tuesday this week to cast ballots for municipal and school board elections. Polls are open October 5th, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Skagway City Hall and Assembly Chambers, Haines American Bald Eagle Foundation, and the Klahini Valley Fire Hall off the Haines Highway. In Haines, voters decide on two assembly members with three-year terms. Linda Giese, incumbent Steve Vick, and John Wing are running for seat B. Greg Goodman and write-in candidates Dave Button and Karen Hess are running for seat E. Haines will also fill two school board seats with three-year terms and elect one school board member with a one-year term. Incumbent Sarah Swinton and Anne-Marie Palmieri are running unopposed, and Sean Cohn and incumbent Brenda Jones are running for three-year school board seat E. In Skagway, voters decide two assembly seats for three-year terms and one three-year school board seat. Three candidates are running for those two Skagway assembly seats, former assembly member Mike Korsmo and incumbents Paul Reichert and Mark Schaefer. They each participated in a question and answer interview with KHNS, beginning by describing their background as it's relevant to the position and described why they're running. Mike Korsmo begins.
I was on the assembly for 8 years up till 2009, and I just, at that time, I decided, well, it's a long enough time to be a civil servant. And then this past year, after I stepped down or didn't run again, I watched what I thought was the assembly being not listening to the people of the community as regards to school funding, and so I decided that I went to five council meetings, and I decided that I might as well run again.
Paul Reichert.
Well, I've been in Skagway for 17 years, and I believe that my time spent here in a career in management and working with people and my love for the city put me into the position in the first place last year, and serving over the last year has been great. It's a real pleasure to be able to serve this community, and I think that I've just gotten my feet wet, and I think that there's a lot more things that need to be done, and I'm looking forward to really helping out.
Mark Schaefer.
I'm running to continue the work we've been doing at the Assembly. One of the things that has been on the table for a while has been port development and getting more year-round business through Skagway's port. Assembly's been working on that for several years.
Each candidate had a chance to describe one item they believe the Skagway Assembly is handling well and one item the Assembly could be handling better. Paul Reichert.
I think that the Assembly is moving ahead in a very positive direction insofar as our port development plans. We've got a second Tiger grant in the works. We've been working diligently over the last couple of years with all the port players here, with White Pass and Ada, and with the Northern Mining Community and the Yukon government as well, in bringing more year-round economy into the port and creating some more jobs here. And also with the development of our port in general, and that includes our small boat harbor.
Mark Schaefer.
And we could always be doing many things better. Again, I think one of the things that's really important is the work we've been doing on port development. We need to anchor some year-round jobs here, especially in light of the school situation with its dropping enrollment. We've been working vigorously, and there's really positive outlooks north of us in the Yukon as far as mineral development goes and shipping through this port.
Mike Korsmo.
I think they're working, they're working hard towards trying to develop some year-round economy, port development stuff, and I think they're heading in the right direction, but I think sometimes the way they're doing it is not necessarily that great, but they are attempting to try to develop some year-round port development economy, and that's a good thing. I think that this year they had a packed house for several meetings talking about school funding, and they still refused to listen to the will of the people, and I think that that wasn't such a good thing.
Finally, the candidates pointed out their priorities or particular interests as an individual assembly member. Mark Schaefer.
Well, my priorities are continue what we're doing, like I said, toward development, continue working on that, and working on creating some of those year-round jobs we need to have in this community. port development in a couple ways, the industrial port, the ore terminal, and then Boat Harbor. Of course, that's been going on for a while. We want to continue working on that.
Mike Korsmo.
I have always supported the school, and I definitely want to see us get back to doing that. And then also, I've been very strong advocate on the small Boat Harbor rebuild, and we've done a lot of work there. We've rebuilt the seawall in the harbor. We've done a seawalk above the harbor. We've put in a wave barrier. All that was working towards replacing the existing floats and dredging the harbor and eventually doing some expansion there. And I think that that was pretty much a top priority of the city the last few years, and I would keep pushing that forward.
Paul Reichert.
I'd like to continue to work pretty closely with the new superintendent of the school and the assembly and the parents and citizens of this community to work hard on funding our school and education here and give our kids the best opportunity that we can provide them. And the resources are there. We just have to work a little bit harder to figure out how to make it happen.
To learn more about candidates for the Haines Assembly and School Board, visit khns.org. Haines Assembly members responded to KHNS and Chilkat Valley News questions during a candidate forum last week. A recording of that forum, which includes all candidates running for Haines Assembly, is available online under the Listen tab at khns.org. So is this story and a story that aired October 1st profiling candidates for school board. Election day in Skagway and Haines is Tuesday, October 5th. Polls are open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the American Bald Eagle Foundation in Haines, the Kalihini Valley Fire Hall in Mosquito Lake, and City Hall and Assembly Chambers in Skagway. KHNS plans to broadcast preliminary election results as soon as they're available. Smoking habits will have to change if two measures on Southeast municipal ballots pass. Voters in Petersburg and Sitka are considering restrictions, which follow in the footsteps of some other towns, including Haines. Driving and library habits might change, too, if efforts in Juneau and Ketchikan win a majority of votes. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has this wrap-up of some of the issues on Tuesday's Southeast ballots.
Petersburg voters will decide whether to prohibit smoking in almost all public buildings and workplaces. That includes bars, shops, and private clubs. City Council member John Haverlick says the dangers of secondhand smoke outweigh other concerns.
We know it causes allergies, asthma, sudden infant death syndrome. It gets involved in all of that. And I just feel sorry. You go into a bar and you see, like a lot of young lady bartenders. And if they're pregnant, this is, can damage their fetus, even if they've never smoked.
Bars would be allowed to have smoking rooms, and the rules would not apply to fishing boats, but they would include cars and trucks. City Councilor Mark Jensen says he knows smoking is dangerous, but he believes the ballot measure goes too far.
It's just too restrictive, I think. I've got a welding shop. I don't smoke, but if someone came into my shop, I'd have to tell them they couldn't smoke a cigarette. But other businesses that don't want to enforce this, I don't think they should have to. I think it should be a case-by-case basis.
Sitka already has most of those restrictions, but a measure on its municipal ballot would impose more. The proposition, one of eight before the community's voters, would remove an exemption for bars and clubs. It would affect a pair of saloons and two fraternal lodges. Ryan Kaufman is a member of the Sitka Alliance for Health.
All of them share walls, doorways, air ventilation systems and whatnot with either retail spaces, areas that are intended for family and kids, or residential spaces.
Like Petersburg, Sitka's opponents are focusing on the measure's long reach. Will Swagel is a smoker who says there are already enough restrictions.
I don't think smokers have a right to smoke everywhere, but I also don't think that the most sensitive and the most intolerant among us have the right to assume that every single public place is open to them.
Juneau's most controversial ballot issue proposes building a new causeway and bridge across a waterway in Wetlands area. It would shorten travel time between the populous Mendenhall Valley and growth and recreation areas on North Douglas Island. The crossing, estimated to cost at least $70 million, would be several miles northwest of an existing bridge. Supporters say it would allow greater use of Juneau ski area and make it easier for new neighborhoods and business areas to be built. Rick Shattuck chairs the committee backing the measure.
We have a positive vision of Juneau's future, one where we have a safer, more connected, vibrant, and growing community, a town where recreation opportunities, community resources, and emergency services are equally available to all residents.
The ballot measure asks a temporary 1% sales tax be extended 10 years to fund the project. Opponents say the North Douglas Crossing is a good idea, but they object to tying up tax proceeds for so long. Attorney John Tillinghast says it's also an unbalanced method of raising money.
The sales tax, of course, is regressive, so this is going to fall much harder on lower and moderate income workers.
While less controversial, the city of Ketchikan is voting on some significant projects. One measure would issue bonds to raise about half the cost of a new $14 million fire hall. Chief Jim Hill says it's a much-needed replacement for the current structure, which was built in 1943.
Engine number one, which is stationed at the fire station, had to be custom-built just to fit inside the apparatus bay. A regular engine like the one we just had refurbished will not fit in the bay. It's too big.
Ketchikan City voters will also decide on a new library. Wrangell has only one measure to vote on, $225,000 in bonds to upgrade the elementary school playground. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Sitka.
KTOO, KCAW, KFSK, and KRBD staff contributed to this report. This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS News.